This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 2nd. God's word here today is do quick. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 5 verse 1, and it says, "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children." If you want to be an imitator of God, then you must imitate him. God left his kingdom, became a man, and died for us. Paul says, "How can you have earthly goods and not share with your brother and sister? How can God be living in your heart?" Every weekend, you see the same lady walking in the sun with her children to and fro the church. Sometimes, you give her a ride and pronounce blessings on them. Praise God for that. But you have 5 cars parked in your compound. What are you doing with 5 cars? Give 2 away. This is how to bring the word of God home. This is how to be an imitator of God. This word is actually for you, not the person you are thinking should be listening to this right now. I'm speaking to you. Everybody has something to give. Everybody can help somebody. 1 John 3 verse 18 says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." Please read 1 Corinthians 13 verses 1 to 13. Take it as your collaborative Bible study assignment. Ephesians 5 verse 16 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Making the most of the time because the days are evil." While everybody has the same amount of time in the day, not everybody gets the same out of the 24 hours. We all started the day with 24 hours, but we have gotten or we will get different things out of the day. From a spiritual standpoint, we have gotten different spiritual fruit out of the day. Some have made a lot of spiritual progress, while some have made very little spiritual progress. You have made out time to spend with God. You are making more spiritual progress than those who have chosen to sleep. Similarly, God gives everybody the same 24 hours, but we extract different things out of it. Let us take paid employment, for example. 2 people work for the same organization. They resume at the same time and close at the same time every day of the week. At the end of the month, one person gets paid $50,000 and the other $5 million. It is because the working hour rates are different. Waking hour rates are different. And every hour rates are different. It is important to note that this is very similar to what happens spiritually. But God is saying, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. This is taken from Ephesians 5:16. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me make the most of every opportunity to love, to give, and to point people to Jesus by the way I live. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.